How do you do? What is your name, please?
My name is Mrs. Frank D. Shepherd.
Very glad to know you, Mrs. Shepherd. I'm Bill Burghardt.
I'm very happy to know you, too.
It's good to get you on this record with the compliments of the Iron Fireman Manufacturing Company. What are you doing down here at the show, Mrs. Shepherd?
Well, I'm accompanying my husband. He's in the White Oak Coal
Are you
company.
Keeping your eye on him?
Yes, very much so.
Have you noticed this girl in these shorts around here paging people?
Yes, she's quite good looking.
Uh-huh, she's quite a threat, isn't she? No wonder you're down here with your husband.
Well, do you think he needs to have an eye kept on him?
Well, I don't know. He's got that glint in his eye. He looks to me like they're a little watching.
Let's ask him about it.
Well, come on in and speak for yourself, won't you, Mr. Shepherd? Didn't mean to put the heat on you this way, but I want to get you to talk.
A little bit unfair, though.
Yeah, a little bit unfair.
I wasn't going to do this.
Strictly,
That was my fault.
Not according to Hoyle. Mr. Shepherd, how long have you and Mr. Shepherd been married?
About 10 years.
Has he treated you pretty nice?
Oh, very, very nice.
Left nothing to be desired, huh?
No, not a thing.
Have you any kitties?
Yes, we have two. Little girl and little boy.
How old are they? What are the names?
Little,
what are they like?
The little girl is 8. Her name is Linda Jane, and the little boy is Billy. And he is 6. Or no, I should say 4.
He's only 4. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Daddy, what do you think?
Thomas had played one of these records the other night.
Yes,
right?
Do you recall?
Oh,
well,
I remember. Well, little Willie, we ought to get him down, too. If he wasn't so young, we'd probably have him down here, wouldn't we? Say, Mr. Shepherd, Mrs. Shepherd's done a lot of talking on this record, and you've been sort of lying in the weeds here. How about getting up and saying something for yourself?
Well, now, what would I say?
Well, I don't know. What do you like to do with Mrs. Shepherd, a way of showing her a little social activity?
We like to go out to nightclubs, dance, and enjoy the things that everybody likes.
Yes,
how's his dancing, Mrs. Shepherd?
Oh, he's a very good dancer.
He looks like
you
an active fellow.
You should ask him how his bridge game is.
Say, how is your bridge game?
I run
mean
from
your bridge
it.
Work.
I run from it.
You run from it, huh?
That's right.
What do you do, keep humping your aces?
Well, I'm afraid of that, so I stay away.
See, he's a very modest fellow, Mrs. Shepherd. He's probably the best bridge player in the neighborhood.
No,
right?
No, on the contrary. He really does stay away from it.
Well, then, he's got something in common with me.
My wife is so much better than I am that I just let her do all the bridge playing.
She scares you off, huh? Does she do a little blitzkrieging at the bridge table now and then?
Oh, no. She's very calm and quiet about that.
What do you like to do in the way of outdoor recreation?
Hunting and fishing.
You take Mrs. Shepherd with you?
She won't go.
She hasn't got the patience for fishing?
That's right.
This fellow must be very, very patient, Mrs. Shepherd, if he'll fish.
He is, but I'm also very patient and stay at home.
Well, there's something like to say. You got two children to look out for, haven't you? Thanks a lot, folks.